Parshas Pekudei, Chamishi, Perek Lamates, Pasuk Beis. Vayas es Eifod, and he made the Eifod. Zahav Tchilas Argaman Tlash Nei V'Shesh Mazar, of gold, turquoise, wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, and twisted linen. Pasuk Gimel Vayar Ku'u es Pachei Hazav, and they spread thin the sheets of gold. V'Kitis Psilim, and they cut strands to work on, to lasos besoch Hatchilas Argaman, to work within them, the turquoise wool into the purple wool, into the scarlet wool, into the linen wool, the work of an artist. Rashi says, Vayar ku'u, kimo the rakar, which means to spread, to flatten the earth. Targumo vayaridu, which means they beat him. Tasin hayu meradin merazav, they would beat the plates of gold, which means estrendin, which means to extend in Old French. Tasin dakim thin plates, kasher hu melamcha, here teaches you. How would they weave or string the gold with all the other strings? So they would do is miradin and tasin dakin, they would beat the plates thin. The kota mehem psilin la'orchatas, and they would cut strands from them across the length of the plate. That's also some psilin taroves, so they could put the strands into a mixture, im kol mevimim, which each material, b'choshen ve'ephod, and b'choshen and the ephod, shnemar behen zav, because it says gold there. There was one strand of gold for every six of that min, and for each min they had that one strand of gold. Because all the varieties had a six-fold thread, a string to it. And the gold was the seventh string with each of these materials as well. Pasuk Dalet. They made attached shoulder straps for it. Attached at its two ends. And the cheshev that beautified it. A share of love that was on it. It is of it, meaning it was made of the same materials. Zav tchilas argaman tlashani v'shesh mazar kasher tzivah shem esmosha. As Hashem commanded, it was made of gold. Tchilas argaman tlashani and shesh mazar. When they made the sham stones, musabos mishbetzos zahav, surrounded by golden settings, mifutachos petuchei chosam ashemos ben Yisrael, engraved like engraving of a signet with the names of the sons of Israel. Pasuk zayin, vayasum basam al kseifos eifod, and he placed them, these sham stones, on the shoulder straps of the eifod, amnezikar lebnei Yisrael, to be remembrance stones for the children of Israel. Tziva Hashem es Moshe, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Pasuk ches. Vayas is a choshen, masei choshen. They made the choshen, the work of an artist, kamasei eifo, like the work of the eifo, which was zahav tchilas argaman tlashni v'shesh mazar. It had the gold, the tchilas argaman tlashni and the shesh mazar. Pasuk tes. Revu hayak, it was square, kaful ha'su as a choshen. They made it folded. Zeres arkov, zeres arkbo, kaful. It had a zeres length and zeres width folded. Pasuk tes. Vayamalu vo arba turi evan, and they filled it with four rows of stones. Tur Odem Pitdo Vrekas Hatur Achal. The first tour was this Odem Pitdo Vrekas and Uvrekas and the Pesach Alf. Hatur Ashin, the second row, Nofech Sapir Vialam, had these stones. Pesach Gibbez Hatur Ashish, the third row, Leshem Shavav Achlama, had these stones. Hatur Revi, the fourth row, Tarshish Shoham Vishpe, Musabos Mishpazal Salvi Milosam. The fourth row had the Tarshish Shoham and the Yishpe, which encircled with gold settings in their fillings. Pesach Gidal Vavinim, Al Shemos Bene Yisrael, Hina Shte Esrei. The stones were according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engraving of a signet. Each man by his name for 12 tribes. Pasuk Tazvav. Vayasu al choshen sharshos gvulos. And for the choshen they made chains at the edges. Masei avos, the work of cable work. Zav tahor, pure gold. Pasuk Tazvav. Vayasu shtei mishbisos av, shtei tabos av. And he made two gold settings and two golden rings. He put the two rings at the two ends of the choshen. They put the two golden cables on the two rings at the ends of the choshen. And the two ends of the two cables they put on the two settings. And he put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod towards its face. Pasuk Gittas, Vayasu shtei tabos av, and they made two gold rings. Vayasimu ashnei ketzos ha-choshen, and they put them in two corners of the choshen. Af paso asher, eivir ha-ephod ha-baisa, at the two ends of the choshen, at its edge that faced the ephod inwards. Pasuk Chav, Vayasu shtei tabaos av, and then they made two rings of gold, by its name, and they put in the two corners, shoulders of the ephod, milmata below, mimolpinav, lumas mechvarto, towards its face, opposite the seam, mimal echeshav ephod, above the echeshav of the ephod. Pasuk Chav, Vayakasu es achoshen b'tabaos av, el tabaos ephod, and they bound the choshen from its rings, the rings of the ephod, bipsil tchilas, with a turquoise woolen string, lios achishav ephod, to be on the chesh of the ephod, v'lo yizach achoshen mi'al ephod, and the choshen will not be detached from the ephod, kasher tzva Hashem, as Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe.